Experts claim there is nothing tougher than a diamond. But at Diamonds Direct, we beg to differ. Have you ever met a mother? Strong, radiant, timeless. This Mother's Day, give her the gift that meets her match. With diamond jewelry starting at $200, plus Diamonds Direct's exceptional quality and unbeatable everyday price, you're sure to give her a gift that wows this generation and the next to come. Experience the thrill of jewelry shopping done right at Diamonds Direct. Diamonds Direct. Your love, our passion.
Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama, a new season of The Kardashians starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hello, the internet, and welcome to Season 62, Episode 3 of Der Daily Zeitgeist! Yeah! The podcast where we take a deep dive into America's shared consciousness using the headlines, box office reports, TV ratings, what's trending, on Googs, and social medias. It's Wednesday, December 19th, 2018. My name is Jack O'Brien, a.k.a. Last Christmas, I gave you my heart, and the very next day, you gave it to Gray. This year, to save me from tears, I'll give it to Jack O'Brien. That is courtesy of JJ Netter on Twitter, and I'm thrilled to be joined, as always, by my co-host, Mr. Miles Gray!
Close your eyes, make a wish, and turn on the Daily Zeitgeist. For tonight is just your night. We're gonna Miles Gray, ooh, all through the webs, pour LaCroix, light the fire, girl, the dish is on its way, I submit to your AKAs, I will do anything,
girl, you need only at me, cause I'll make love to you, like you want me to. And I'll hold you. This is masturbatory, and it won't ever end. Thank you to Ed. Daze Eddie, Autobato son.
Sure, I like that display name. For that one, you know, look, Boys to Men will always boys get in the show.
ABC, CBD,
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 CPB,
JOB. Mm-hmm. Well, we are thrilled to be joined in our third seat by the hilarious comedian and writer Allison Stevenson.
Hello.
What's up?
I don't have to sing, do I?
Nah. Oh,
okay.
Nah.
What's your favorite
Miles
karaoke song?
Miles took up all the singing.
Yeah.
My favorite karaoke song?
Yeah.
Man, honest. Okay. Only because the words I know. I'm so bad at karaoke. It's Lit, My Own Worst Enemy.
Oh, hell yeah.
It's I know the song by heart, and it's the only song I know by heart.
Every now and then, I just beat the living shit out of me.
Yeah, exactly.
Woo! Is that, what is that, like screamo? Like, I don't even
it's
know.
Not really
it's like
screamo.
Pop punky.
Yeah. Pop punky.
Orange County
it's not
pop
like
punk.
This. That's more emo.
Uh-huh.
You know?
Yeah.
When I sing like this.
Can you do that voice for the rest of the show? That
hell yeah, Jack.
All right. Well, we're going to get to know you a little bit better, Allison. But first, okay, we're going to tell our listeners a couple of things we're talking about today. Today is the day of L's. It is upon us for the Trump administration. We're going to talk about how they're reacting, the commercial asking people to call the president and cheer him up, I guess.
Yeah.
Beggars trying to be choosers within his orbit, just different things that they're trying to get funded in really janky ways. We're going to talk about the Trump Foundation dissolving into thin air, what the D.C. court had to say at Flynn's sentencing, and people on the right just getting ready to celebrate the judge throwing his guilty plea out and being like, you're the Mueller's the bad guy. You're right. Yep. The right has been right all along.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
We're going to talk about Carlton suing Fortnite for some reason and the specific details of Russian social media fuckery, all of that and plenty more. But first, Allison, what is something from your search history that's revealing about who you are?
Okay. I'm doing this one only because I literally just did it this morning and I think people want to know the answer too.
Who is Michael Flynn?
Yeah. Who the fuck is this guy?
Who is this guy?
Close. Right. I Googled if you can donate vibrators to Goodwill.
Oh, yeah. I bet not.
No, you can't.
Right.
You can't. Yeah. Not if they're out of the packaging.
Yeah, because don't they specifically say no underwear, too? They're just like, we don't want your dirty underwear.
Yeah, I guess so.
But yet I keep giving it to them, and they keep taking it.
And they take it,
yeah.
Someone's taking it, yeah.
Someone's got all my underwear.
It's all up on eBay now, but
just for sanitary reasons, I'm assuming. Do they call it a medical device or something?
Right.
Because it's like it enters an orifice.
Probably. They probably wouldn't take catheters or, those are things that...
You just boil it. I would buy it used.
Yeah.
And yeah.
Just like
boil
it.
Boil some stuff.
Will that hurt the mechanics?
Right. Yeah,
just Purell this shit out of it.
Yeah. You could send a public toilet seat. Why can't you?
Yeah.
Germs die, right?
Yeah. Look, guys. I mean, look, if you got some used sex toys you want to send our way,
we're good. We'll take
it.
Yeah.
We're looking for any way to make money.
Beggars can't be choosers.
Right.
You know what I mean?
As we will soon learn.
Yeah.
What is something you think is underrated?
Okay. Produce specifically from the 99 cent store.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep.
Yeah, I do the majority. I am a poor and I do the majority of my grocery shopping at the 99 cent store.
Okay.
Or I hit up the 99 cent store first.
Okay.
And then, you move up from
there. Yeah,
yeah. But you start at the bottom.
Okay.
Now we're here.
Yeah.
Right.
They got good stuff.
Yeah. Oh, that's the fucking thing about the 99 cent store. You're like, yo, this is like all shit in the normal store.
Exactly.
But just because.
Organic.
Right. Yeah. Check out the 99.
They got soy milk? Like, they got stuff.
Yeah, my grandfather only buy candy at the 99 cent store. He's like,
that's a
everywhere
very
else.
Grandfather thing.
Yeah, he's like, it's a scam everywhere else. He's like, they got Nutrageous there. He's like, so why should I not go to 99 cent store?
What else do you need?
Yeah,
I like that that's his baseline.
Yeah.
Like, what, you think they don't have Nutrageous?
Yeah. Oh, what you want? Nutrageous. They got Nutrageous.
Snickers. Well, they got Nutrageous.
They got that too. They got big ass Snickers there too from 3 years ago.
For 99 cents?
Fuck yeah. You can get three Nutrageous.
Yeah.
Depending on, because it all depends on the stock.
Three Nutrageous. You just keep going back to Nutrageous.
Yo, it's because that's my... it's the same shit. Like, we fuck with the 99 cent store. So, all praise to 99.
Does he break down, tax cuts and things like that into Nutrageouses and how many Nutrageous?
Nah, I mean, he's a little bit older now, so he's just, he's keeping it as simple. He bird's eye view on everything. He's like, look, I'm not paying fucking retail. Because sometimes, like you said, if they get a lot of inventory, then it's not just like, oh, you get two for 99. They might do the wild four for 99.
Oh, yeah.
And
oh,
then what? Wow. And then what, Jack?
I'm asking you.
You're going to go to 7-Eleven?
Right.
Fuck that.
Yeah, 7-Eleven is the opposite.
Yeah.
7-Eleven, if you try and buy anything
there. You're fucking
there.
Rube if you buy candy at 7-Eleven.
But 7-Eleven, it's like... national emergency standards where they know if you're trying to buy diapers or something from 7-Eleven, it's because you need them right then.
Right.
That's the, so they just gouge you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, and that's so true.
Yeah. Fucking 7-Eleven.
We're just trying to spread the joy. Is 99 national?
I think it is.
Well, everyone has a version, right? If you don't have 99, you have dollar store or whatever.
Right.
Dollar Tree.
Yeah.
But think about how much you're saving.
We're saving
at the
a
99.
Fucking cent, dog, you know what I mean?
No. Yeah. There's one here in LA that I recommend. I got a rep, Dollar King.
Oh, yeah, Dollar King,
Real quick, just so people know about Dollar King, and then we can move on.
Okay.
That's
I love the
probably...
Dollar King hat you're rocking too. Right now.
I bought sage at the Dollar King. Okay,
like for like smudging sage.
Yeah,
or like sage like herbs to cook with.
No, like the dried smudging. Out.
Yeah,
but that's
yeah.
like oh, really? That's peak LA, but that's also like
yo go around the corner to the Wild Crystal Shop and they're like yeah for a bundle of sage it's like $18.
Exactly.
And you're like, get the fuck out of my face.
Okay, you just moved. Did you smudge your home with sage?
Do I look crazy? Of course I did.
I did.
Yeah, I got them fucking the energy out, and
the
then
energy,
I had some Palo Santo. You know,
oh nice.
Brought that. Mm. I really like how Palo Santo is my new, you know, Nag Champa.
But that's more of a fragrant thing. That's not like you're not warding off evil spirits.
I mean, I don't even necessarily just do the sage thing for like because I'm attaching it. Like I just, yeah. I don't know. Like I grew up seeing like my dad did it, and I was like, I don't know. Incense is big in Japan too. Yeah. Like, so I'm just like, yeah, fuck it, this incense, just bring it around. If yeah. people are like, it's great for energy, I'm like, well, then great.
And if it happens to ward off evil
then
spirits,
great. That's a bonus. That's,
yeah. yeah, exactly.
Honestly, I'm trying to attract them because I have a lot of beef with spirits that are right. unfinished. So,
yeah.
Anyway, that's in a whole other show.
Yeah. Miles is always riding on the bow of ships, screaming at yeah. the evil spirits, come take me, you
come
cowards.
Take, exactly.
Yeah, like Lieutenant Dan.
What are you waiting
for? I got
for?
All the new hip movie references.
What are you waiting for? Earlier. I'm right here. What are you waiting for? Kill me.
The Fugitive and Forrest Gump making a lot of timely movie references. Yeah, no, I mean, I just found out about smudging. Because I'm not as hip and cool as you guys. So we're going to smudge our house. We
oh,
already
you are?
Did the chicken sacrifice, but we haven't done this smudging.
And were you able to fill how many rum bottles with the blood?
We actually just painted the walls with
oh,
it.
Oh, great, great.
Yeah,
great. Okay.
Allison, what is something you think is overrated?
I did it today, but reluctantly, showering.
Ah. Mm,
like uh-huh. frequently, you
right.
know, like. You know, I get you got to do it, but
like once a week. What are we talking about here?
I mean,
trying to save the water.
Look, I'm a freelancer. Mm-hmm. Like, if I don't have to go anywhere for like, I know I don't have to be somewhere for a good amount of time.
Yeah,
I could go a solid like 4 days without a shower.
There you go. Mm.
And I smell fine. I don't stink or anything.
You smell great.
I mean, I had to shower today.
Oh shit! Okay.
I was like, I'm gonna be at
around.
I'm gonna be
people,
around people humans. In close proximity.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But. Now, I mean, I don't know.
Yeah, I get what you mean. Look, like, what's the problem if you stink in private?
Or, like, I don't know, like a little greasy hair didn't hurt and just, you know, figure
yeah.
it out.
Ali
style
Sheedy.
It differently.
Ali Sheedy made that a whole wave
yeah.
in the Breakfast Club.
Right.
Speaking of cutting-edge films, we're talking about, man, you guys said Ali Sheedy in the Breakfast Club?
Her She's making a comeback.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I saw Harry Styles in person. That dude hasn't washed his hair in like 6 months, and it looks amazing.
See, yeah. it's like a sex
yeah.
thing.
Yeah,
it's like,
it is a sex thing.
It's sexual.
He's too busy yeah. having sex to wash
yeah.
his hair.
Or whatever.
That's
yeah,
the
like,
message it sends when you don't shower.
I think maybe it's more like there's an allure to greasy hair. You're like, ooh, what's yeah. up with this person?
Woo!
Like an artist or like
oh, yeah, they don't care.
Are they sexy?
I do.
You have to ask.
Is that what it is? Are you sexy?
Is this what sexy is?
I said, no, I don't know what it is.
Are you sexy? That would not be the response I got if I had decided not to shower before work one day. I would not come in and you guys would be like, whoa, Jack is sexy
ripe.
Today. I find that not showering, like I feel like I have less energy if I don't shower. I think it must be like a mental thing or something, but like I have like the night funk on me, the sleep
oh.
funk, and it just...
I like to bathe at night.
Right.
Helps me sleep.
Oh, interesting.
Oh, I can't yeah. do that.
Because then, like, I thought, I mean, it could be all some pseudoscience, I believe, or whatever, but, like, you secrete oils as you sleep that you need for the day.
Oh, is
and
that right?
And then if you wash, I don't know. Like someone, I'm sure, is going to be like, this tweet brought to you from actually.com. Because you don't. But, yeah, I think, I just know because, like, in Japan, like, you, like, a lot of bath culture, and that helps you sleep, so I just kind of was, like, raised doing that at night.
Yeah.
But, yeah, and but sometimes you just do it in the morning.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I should note that I shower with just a cold hose water. So that might be what's helping me wake up.
Yeah,
just,
that'll wake you up.
Yeah.
Right.
And Mr. Clean. What is a myth?
Ajax in a Brillo pad.
What is a myth? What's something people think is true you know to be false?
Okay, I don't have one. But
perfect.
I'm not stupid, but I'm a gullible person. Mm-hmm. And I've been a gullible person since I was a child. So I'm the opposite where I always believe shit.
Right.
And I never prove anything wrong because I just believe things. Like I can't watch conspiracy documentaries or anything.
Right.
Because I just believe them. I'm like, oh yeah, no, wow. 9/11 was an inside job.
Yeah.
I'm convinced.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So
it's not a conspiracy. It's a whole other show.
Okay, right. I
fight ghosts. I'm a 9/11 truther that is trying to get murked by ghosts.
Miles did send me a gif of Building 7 collapsing the other day. So
yeah, I mean, look, that didn't get hit by a plane. Right. What happened there?
It's because they smudged.
That's all. Oh, they didn't smudge. No, it was in response to something else about something being a lie. Anyway, don't make me look like a truther. But the truth is out there, X-Files. So
you just believe all the myths?
I have something that I believed for a very long, an embarrassing long amount of time that I think I can share maybe instead.
It. Let's hear it.
I...
Barack Obama's not American.
Here's the thing about birth certificates. Yeah. No, I believed for a stupid amount of time that clouds are solid.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. Huh. That
what
they
do you
have
mean,
like
is it because you saw Dragon Ball, the opening, and they were surfing on them shits? You're like, okay.
That they must be solid.
Right.
No, I guess like when I was really young, my dad told me that to like make me not afraid of turbulence on an airplane.
Oh.
Like that was
so
him
that you
lying
were just,
to
like,
me.
Bumping into clouds.
Yeah. He was
a little bit.
Like, oh no, that's just us going through the cloud. And because they have solid, he said they have like ice in them or something.
I think they have ice crystals in them.
Do they?
Yeah. They're just like very sparse and, you know.
Oh, he was saying like, oh, that's why we have turbulence is because there's a lot of shit in clouds that we're going through.
No, that's very wrong.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I believed that for a very long time.
Right.
Like almost into early adulthood status, like just believing that turbulence on airplanes was because of ice in the clouds.
Uh-huh. Okay. And that's not true.
Okay.
Did you ever, but when I was probably very young and I didn't know about science, I would be like, yo, it'd be cool to just chill on top of that cloud.
Yeah. Well,
like,
I mean,
you believe, you're like, why the fuck? It looks like a thing. Why can't I stand
that? It's where the Care Bears live.
Right.
That's
they
where
can do it.
God lived, according to a lot of books that I was reading.
Oh, no. God lives. God lives in the hearts of all of his believers.
Oh, shit.
So,
yeah.
Hate to fact check you on that.
All right. So clouds are not solids. And what about contrails? Chemtrails. Yeah. Sorry. All right. Let's talk about.
What's a contrail, though? Hold on.
I don't know what a contrail
is. Okay. Maybe that's
a
whole other thing. Okay.
Let me just make sure. Contrail is a trail of condensed water from an aircraft or rocket at high altitude.
Oh, which we think are chemtrails.
They changed that to chemtrails for the purposes. Which is what I was trying to refer to.
So
you were right.
In that way, we honor you.
Yes, thank you. All right, guys, let's talk about what's going on in Washington and with the Trump administration. I think just a good mood setting is for us to play the audio from a television ad that was just started airing today.
Right, Brad Parscale, who was his social media guy, now running his campaign, just dropped a fucking sick ad for Trump 2020. I think we'll know a lot about what's happening right now if we just listen to this new TV ad.
This is Brad Parscale, the campaign manager for President Trump. President Trump has achieved more during his time in office than any president in history. And that is why I need every Trump supporter to pick up the phone right now and deliver a personal thank you to your president. We have a booming economy, historic low unemployment, including the lowest unemployment rate for minorities in history.
Hallelujah!
We're bringing jobs back to America through new trade deals, and the world is a safer place. We need to let President Trump know that we appreciate what he's doing for America. I need you to call the number on your screen and deliver a thank you to President Trump. Call or go online now.
Call 800-684-3043 now and press 1 to tell President Trump thank you.
Thank you, President Trump.
Thank you, President Trump.
Thank you, President Trump.
President Trump needs to hear from his supporters by calling 800-684-3043.
Guys, he's down in the dumps.
Hey,
guys.
Have you visited Grandpa at the home?
He's not doing well.
Go visit him. Come visit me.
It's like a depressed friend who people are like looking out for.
Yeah, well, I mean, what the fuck was that?
I mean, are we going to learn that there's like some sort of scheme to this?
Should we call it right now? And just be like, yo, eat shit, Donald Trump.
It's going to ask for your social
from
security.
From the Daily Zeitgeist, eat my ass.
Right.
In a not good way, in the not millennial sexy way.
So why does he need cheering up? Why yeah. is rather than like what trying to get on? People to contribute or to, you know, give them some sort of information so that they can stay in touch with them for the 2020 campaign, they're just having them call in and their call to action is just be like, thanks, man. Hey, you're actually better than they say.
Hey, you're all right, man.
Yeah, don't worry too much about it.
Keep your hair up.
So why is he so down in the dumps? And we're going to get into, I think, most of these in a little more detail. But so he's not getting the border wall. He's not getting the money for the border wall, which we knew. There was that meeting with Nancy and Chuck where he was like, oh, I could get the votes if I wanted to.
So yeah, go. All right tough guy. Do it.
Yeah, go do that. Go do that. And he then said, I'm happy to shut down the government to get funding for the border wall. And then I guess they went and looked at polls and realized that that was wildly unpopular.
Yeah.
So now he just backed down from that, which he does not like to do, back down from things.
Well, if you look, if you look at him, his whole life is puff your chest up, bluff, 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 take the L.
Right.
He never fucking gets what he wants. It's like, yes. Yeah, okay, we'll see. We'll see. We'll see if we can find the money somewhere else. It's like what the arc was.
Right.
And that's what they said today to try and sidestep that. Just, I mean, really, yeah, but that wasn't a good look.
So that was not good. And also not good is that it's happening on the same day that he had to dissolve the Trump Foundation because it's been exposed as a criminal organization.
Enterprise, yeah,
a criminal enterprise.
Which,
you know, this was the way that he claimed he was giving back to the community. And it turns out, no, it was just his favorite way to disguise crimes. And he can't do that anymore. And the people around him are doing so badly that they're starting to try and sell, like, knickknacks, basically.
Well, yeah, a lot of people are either, look, there are things they can't get paid for, or they want things they can't afford, or they're just upside down with legal fees.
Right,
underwater.
Legal fees, yes.
They're just drowning in legal fees. So, yeah, a lot of people have come up with very clever things. Eric Trump, you know, was out there being like, hey, you guys should check out this really cool, these Christmas ornaments that were like $60 or something. And everyone was like, what the fuck is this?
Right.
Like, what are you trying to do? And again, I think it's probably trying to be like, we need to sort of generate some money on the side here to help other things. And I'm like, okay, what's that? Then there was like this really cool, like, crowdfunding campaign to try and build the wall with people putting their own fucking money in.
How much they get?
I don't even know. I mean, like, one person.
All they need is $5 bill.
Yeah.
Right.
I mean, you know, the Koch brothers should, where y'all at with that? Even though that's something they actually don't want. And that was another thing that happened. I think someone else suggested, like, well, why don't we just sell bonds to build it?
Right.
Like, what? Like as this, like, when we used to buy, like, war bonds to help the war effort, like, now you want us to just build a wall?
Mm-hmm.
Or, like, build a wall.
See?
Pay for a brick in the wall with your name on it. So when people seeking fucking asylum will know who to fucking go after when they actually get in here to be like,
literally
surprise.
Put your name on a monument to racism.
Yeah.
Yes.
And then I think the saddest one comes from old Roger Stone.
Right.
Where he was selling what he calls the Roger Stone. And it is what he describes as an exact replica of the stone that David used to take down Goliath with Roger Stone's autograph on it.
It's a stone with Roger written on it.
He's selling a motherfucking rock he writes his name on it.
Oh, wow.
And he's selling them for $8.
Mm-hmm.
So he is having some really...
where we're at, guys.
That's where we're at. Roger Stone is coming up with pun gifts, which this was so fucking sad. We considered buying it.
Yeah.
But I'm like, I also don't want to help this motherfucker in any way. And I realized I can make my own Roger Stone.
Yeah.
I'll just write Roger on a fucking stone.
Right. But will it be authentic?
Right.
Will it be the exact stone that David threw to slay Goliath?
Right. Because as we know, Roger Stone did do a whole forensic analysis of the slaying of Goliath.
Yes.
In which he does have the sling that David used.
That's what he's mainly known for.
He has Goliath's skull.
Right.
To see the traumatic brain injury, just massive head trauma that he got from the rock. And then from there, also found the actual weapon used in the killing.
Mm-hmm.
And then made that in a mold. Look, I can keep going. But yeah, let's just say that this is it. He's got the stone.
It's a weird, weird claim to make just all around.
I'm just picturing him like sitting at a desk with just like a pile of stones around him being like, next and having to sign each one.
Yeah. I mean, it's rough times behind closed doors with Roger Stone when he's just like, okay, what can we do? We'll just get a bunch of rocks and then stamp my first name on them.
Right. And then his phone goes off and this is his ringtone. Oh, when Oh, no. Yeah, he's got... I mean, look, and that's why he had to go out and, like, take out ads, like, to apologize for spreading fucking bullshit on InfoWars.
Yes.
He's just in... Man, it's all just... It's slowly... I know, like, every week we're, like, we always try and be like, well, I don't know if this was really going on. I mean, blah, blah, blah.
Right.
It looks like things are at least progressing in a much faster rate. Yeah. So, like, we're seeing...
Things are speeding up, and they're turning out... as bad as they could possibly turn out, it seems like, for everybody in the Trump orbit.
A Christmas miracle.
It's apparently not a miracle. It's just exactly...
eventuality.
It's exactly what you suspected when you were like, is he, like, trying to get away with that? But that's a little too transparent.
Right, right,
is he just, like, a really bad criminal? And it's like, oh, yeah, just a really bad criminal, turns out. All right, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll get into more just buffoonery in a moment.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island. And secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back, and I was surprised that we were back there. You could hear it in my voice. So the other big news from yesterday was that Michael Flynn was in court for his sentencing.
Right.
Now, Mueller had suggested that he, you know, cooperated substantially in their investigation and gave a recommendation of no prison time.
Yeah, the very bottom of the sentencing guys, like, yo, 0 to 6 months, but really we feel like he doesn't deserve prison.
Right. And this was, I mean, people who are national security experts have been saying that's kind of startling because what is being alleged about what he did is really bad. It's treason. It's treasonous. And like, he's a national security advisor and he's selling out the United States of America. So heading into this, though, people on the right had reason to believe that this was going to break in their direction, right?
Well, yeah, because Michael Flynn or his lawyers, probably at his direction, you know, made a court filing that basically said, hey, well, you know, this is kind of fucked up. Michael Flynn was set up by the FBI because they didn't tell him that lying to the FBI is something you can't do.
Right.
Therefore, he is innocent.
Yes.
Despite him entering a guilty plea a year ago for lying to the FBI. And what that did was everyone was like, oh, shit. Well, see, this is what we're talking about. Mueller and the DOJ, they're really just, they're overstepping. They're trying to get this guy by any means necessary, even if it means violating his constitutional rights.
Right. So it's basically he claimed that they sort of trapped him and he didn't really know what he did was wrong.
Mm-hmm.
And because he was coming in for his sentencing and Mueller had suggested not a lot of jail time or no jail time, it seemed like, wow, this is going to be evidence that Flynn was really mistreated. That's how the right chose to understand what was taking place yesterday.
And they thought that seriously, that he would go in and the judge would be like, I'm throwing out your guilty plea. I'm so sorry.
Yes.
What the DOJ did to you, General Flynn.
Yeah,
you
think that's what, don't we have like Judge Jeanine Pirro claiming that, you know.
The person who couldn't get Robert Durst convicted.
Right. Yeah.
So this is her, just spiking the football on the 50-yard line.
Yes.
On Tuesdays, the parties will appear again before Judge Emmett Sullivan, a jurist unafraid of the swamp, a judge who has a track record of calling out prosecutorial misconduct, a man who does not tolerate injustice or abuse of power.
Oof.
Judge Sullivan can throw out this guilty plea if he concludes the FBI intentionally interfered with their target Flynn's constitutional right to counsel.
Wow.
Hmm.
So
that seemed to be what she thought was about to happen.
Right. And then so General Flynn was in court yesterday to have the judge apologize to him.
There's also a Bloomberg opinion piece that went up that was America owes Michael Flynn an apology, basically assumes that he's going in and getting forgiven for everything that he did.
Right. And then we actually have audio of the judge apologizing to General Flynn. We'll play that right now.
Surprise, motherfucker.
Okay, so the judge said, get the fuck out of here. What the fuck were you thinking? The whole thing went left, okay?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of people, especially like everyone was like, okay, well, Mueller said 0 to 6 months. He'll probably go in there. Maybe he'll get a little bit more, but it should probably be within what Robert Mueller is suggesting. And because Michael Flynn made that court filing that basically said, well, I was entrapped, I was set up. The judge said, I have never had a defendant plead guilty to something and then act like suddenly they weren't guilty of it. Like, they're like, this is absurd to me. And I think the judge was really pissed off that this happened because, you know, clearly the FBI, when they put out their actual notes on the interview, they're basically verbatim describing the thing that he did to them. They're like, when you were on the vacation in the Dominican, did you not call the Russian ambassador to talk about less like easing sanctions? And he's like, nah. Mm-hmm. And then he's like, in his guilty plea, he's like, I did, in fact, call the Russian ambassador while I was on vacation in the Dominican. So they knew everything, yet he still lied.
Right.
And then, you know, the judge basically was tearing him a new one. Was like, look, you sold out your country. How could you be in the White House and as a national security advisor having a foreign government as a client that you're doing other lobbying work while you're also having the interest of like national security to think about? Said, I don't really care how much you've cooperated. Like this, I cannot hide my disgust for your crimes.
Yes.
It was wild.
Yeah.
And the judge basically then asked the prosecutors, they said, you ever think about charging him with treason?
Yeah.
And they're like, what? They're like, what I'm looking at, did you not think of maybe bringing treason charges. And they're like, that's a very serious, I mean, we can't really comment on that. And that shows you what the headspace was of the judge, who was right. just purely like, you should know better. You're a general. Mm-hmm. You worked in intelligence. You're dumb enough to think that a call with a Russian ambassador isn't being, like, no one's listening in on that.
Right.
No one's transcribing that.
Right.
So I think the judge was just very, just like, pissed. So we don't know what this means. So the judge said, basically, look, if you want to go forward with sentencing today, it's not going to look good for you, my man. You will see the inside of a jail cell.
Right.
Or we can delay it. Maybe you can cooperate with Mr. Mueller a little bit more, and let's see what he says in 3 months. Mm. And then left it to them and say, what do you want to do? And the defense came back and said, I think we would like to delay sentencing.
Huh.
So it's an interesting thing because on one hand, right, you don't know if the judge ultimately believes that Michael Flynn has more to offer, although he's been meeting with Mueller for like a year now, like 19 times. So it's possible that maybe he did tell everything, but maybe the judge is also just mad and wanting to say this. But there's a lot going on too, because Trump, for when you compare Michael Cohen and Michael Flynn, they're both cooperating with Mueller, yet right. Michael Cohen is a rat.
Right, and, according
and,
to Trump.
And General yeah. Flynn is a victim, a
right.
great American who did nothing wrong. The FBI entrapped him, which either means what? He's dangling a pardon in front of him, or maybe Michael Flynn does know more that he's not telling, which is why he's not a rat. He's like, right. okay, you know, cop to that other shit, but let's, you know, don't give up the goose.
Right.
So it's a very, you know, I don't know. It's fucking weird.
Yeah.
And the fact that this judge was like, hey, man, you didn't think about like getting this guy on treason, which although, I mean, I think by the definition of it, it would have to be someone we're literally at war with. But I think that is where...
Or maybe... I mean, it depends on what your definition of war is. If they've just attacked
sure.
our country by
yeah,
subverting
right.
our democratic process, that could be seen as...
Right. But I guess that's where when you look at it, it's like you at one point upheld the oath like to protect the country, but you want to sell it out on the back end. So, you know.
Yeah.
Good luck to you. Pretty awkward Christmas this will be.
Right.
When you're being like, Dad, what are we going to do? Because, yeah, his son could be in some shit too.
Yeah, that's another thing Judge Jeanine was saying, that she thought maybe the FBI was entrapping him into taking these pleas because he was worried about his son and didn't want his son to get into trouble. So they were like, just basically like had him in an arm bar and mm-hmm. were like, come on, say you did it.
Well, that's the thing, though, too, and because the judge was so pissed, he basically made Michael Flynn take all that shit back under oath.
Right.
When he's like, so you did know that lying to the FBI was a crime, correct?
And yes.
He's like, yes.
Yeah.
And he's like, and they did not mislead you, correct? He's like, yes. He's like, so what the fuck was that about, my
right.
man? And then it was just like, you're.
Yeah.
Yeah. See what else you got. I mean, what do I know? Maybe. I'd imagine he probably knows a little bit more.
Yeah. It seems like the people within the Trump organization and people who are, you know, getting pressed by the special counsel are, you know, they're grasping at straws. They're claiming stuff that, like, is. You know, it's basically not possible for him to have, like, said he was guilty of this thing and then say he didn't know. Because why? Okay, well, if you didn't know what you were doing was wrong, why didn't you bring that up before
right.
when you were pleading guilty? So
you pled guilty because they had your lies and
right.
then the facts next to it and go, we literally have a tape of you saying this.
Right.
You cannot argue that, like, this didn't happen. So peace to Michael Flynn.
And... doesn't the judge, like, have access to unredacted documents?
So, the judge, like, is going to see, like, whatever pertinent material there is or whatever. So,
the yeah. judge knows more than we know and does not appear to be super pleased with what he's seen from Flynn.
Yeah. And, like, a couple other, like, U.S. attorneys that were on the news today that were, like, commenting on this were basically saying, like, I've been in front of this judge and he does not like government fuckery.
Yeah.
Like, he's like, if you're a government official and you fuck around, he's like, he fucking, it's like the worst shit you could do.
Damn.
So, you know.
Yeah.
It's so, a tough time. I mean, thoughts and prayers. You know.
But yeah, it just seems like a lot of things are just breaking in the direction of worst case scenario for anybody who is supporting Trump or people
right.
in Trump's orbit. Trump's inauguration is now being criminally investigated. The shit that they were doing on the inauguration, like, Ivanka is on emails where she is basically pressing different organizations to pay, let's say it's $180,000 to like have a ball at the Trump Tower or whatever the Trump Hotel is down in DC. And then they're like, but that's, do you really think that's a fair market value? And she's like, all right, I'll give it to you for 85 because you're like, that's a friend price. And they're like, actually, we checked and like the fair market value is like 35 grand. Like what? But they're just doing the thing that we actually saw was part of the Trump organization's MO back in the New York Times investigation, where it was about like how they were evading taxes, is they would overvalue things that they were selling to themselves, essentially. So they're just overvaluing how much people would pay them for various inauguration services.
And they're like, look, we're taking a hit, man.
Right. And they're just pocketing the money. He's basically getting rich off of his own inauguration. It's just like very basic, low-level criminal scams.
Well, you know, maybe they'll learn better ones in jail.
Somebody's got to cheer that guy up.
Yeah, somebody call that number.
Who's that number?
And just fart on the phone.
Right.
So, I mean, everything, you know, there's that. There's the foundation.
Yeah,
the quote foundation. Unquote, the charitable organization that is known as the Trump Foundation, that New York Attorney General said on Tuesday that the Attorney General's office will continue to pursue a lawsuit against the foundation. But they said in the meantime, like part of their deal is that like amid all these allegations, they have to dissolve the charity under government supervision because they're like, this is not a fucking charity.
Right.
This is like this is a thing that like they were self-dealing. They were inappropriately or illegally working with the administration and using it as what they believed was little more than, this is a quote, little more than a checkbook for payments to nonprofits from Mr. Trump or the Trump organization. So this was just another scheme that had to go into thin air. And the people that are on the board, which is Donald Jr., Eric, Ivanka, Donald Trump himself, and then Alan Weisselberg, who he said he didn't even realize he was on the board of the charity. Like when they asked somebody, he's like, yo, I just work for the Trump. Wait, what?
Right.
Okay. Yeah.
So he's just using it as a checkbook to pay nonprofits. Is that just like, so he has extra money and can like, what's the ultimate criminal scheme?
Well, it was just like a lot of, again, like taking money from another organization, cutting a check from a smaller thing. It was just another
pocketing money.
Yeah, it was just a fucking scam ball.
Right.
And what's funny is like that Trump was fighting tooth and nail to get a judge to throw this case out before. Because again, here's another example. Bluff, bluff, bluff. No, this is bullshit. Yeah, I'll throw the watch me begging the DOJ to throw the case out. The judge laughed in his face.
Right.
Or laughed in the lawyers' faces. Because it was so clear to them, it was like, no, this, we're going to let this rock. Because if he did say, no, we're not going to dissolve it, then basically for like the civil case that I think the state of New York was going to pursue, they would have been able to like dig up all kinds of evidence in discovery that could have probably led to even more liability for them. So this is probably the smarter move, even for the Trumps, to just be like, okay, just burn the thing down and we'll dissolve it and let the government sort of distribute the rest of the assets to the organizations, rather than like letting the people who are running it be like, oh yeah, no, we know where to send the rest of the money. So, So now that's Trump University and the Trump Foundation who have been shut down for illegal activity. And then pretty much every other organization is under investigation.
That he has run.
Yes,
Being the president is like the worst thing that's ever happened to him.
Yeah, right?
Yeah, it's an amazing.
He could have just shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
Right.
And stayed in his corner and just been a greasy, hairless dude.
Yeah. It's amazing just to think back. Like, I think it's a more important detail than we give it credit for that he didn't think he was going to win. He, like, the night when the election results started coming in, his face looked like our faces, which was, like, drained of all blood. Like, what the fuck is happening? This is not good. This is not good, you guys. His wife, like all of our wives, was weeping openly and was like, this is the worst thing that's ever happened to us. We're so fucked. I can't divorce you. Now, that's not what my wife was saying. I promise.
Where are my car keys?
Right. Yeah, I mean, that's he didn't know what he was getting into, and he didn't think he was going to win. And then when he did, you know, Steve Bannon has said that he witnessed Trump go from you know, looking like he saw a ghost to convincing himself he could do this.
Right.
But none of these things were, you know, running through his mind at that
point. Well, I think that's, again, like I always talk about how people get gaslit by their own privilege.
Yeah,
and exactly. He's been able to rock as like the white man who got the fucking star in Mario Kart.
Yeah.
And nothing was fucking touching him.
Right.
And then it's like, if he had probably just stayed there, like, who knows? He could have just operated like most, you know, wealthy people who can just skirt the law.
Yeah.
But boom, now there's oversight and you're not used to that. And you're like, what the fuck is all this oversight shit? Like, right. I'm fine. Dude, this never touched me. How the right. fuck could it now? Cut to now. And Brad Parscale's like, hey, have you visited him? He said, thank you. He's in a really, really tough spot right now.
Gaslit by his own privilege.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
like the name of the memoir right there.
Thank yeah. you so much. Yeah.
Yeah.
I love that.
I do too.
I'm going to get it tatted.
I mean, I hate it, but I love it.
Yeah, I'm going to get it tatted. So I'm labeled as a gaslit by my own privilege.
All right, we're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
You like to watch new stuff, right, Zygang? I know I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new. Because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump. Join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside, as they live, work, and play together 24/7. Vanderpump Villa is where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. And don't miss the new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course. And season 5 promises new horizons for the entire Kardashian clan. And if you're looking for steamy streams, check out Grand Cayman Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set on the tropical Caribbean island of Grand Cayman, where the rich come to play. But be warned, it's a small island and secrets don't stay secret for long. So come check out what's new on Hulu this month. It's streaming now and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
From BBC Radio 4. Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Hey, here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon, just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Visible is the wireless company that makes wireless visible. No hidden fees, no really. Save on wireless with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. You don't need more than one line of wireless to save. Just switch to Visible at Visible.com. Save on wireless without the hassle. Switch to Visible today and save at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
And we're back, and the New York Times came out with a pretty detailed look at what Russia was doing on social media during the 2016 election. Mm-hmm. Basically, they got a look at the Senate Intel Committee's report on Russian interference, and it's pretty telling. You know, one of the things that they focused on was the Black community in America was, quote, targeted extensively with dozens of Facebook pages or Instagram accounts. And, you know, they were all aimed at just getting people to be like, yeah, Hillary is not a great choice either. Like, don't vote, boycott the election. And African-American participation in the election was at a 20-year low.
Yeah, the first time it declined.
Yes.
In 20 years.
Yeah.
And so, like, yeah, we can't really draw clear lines and say, like, there's causation. But if you look, clearly the black vote was suppressed, not on top of all the other shit that the people in America do to suppress the black vote.
Right.
Which is, again, like, it's more telling about, like, you know, the Russians look at that and go, wow, that's something we can just squeeze. That's a scab we can rip off and ooze out. And it's funny that the way
that's
they
gross,
were,
by the way.
Wait, look, I'm into scabs. Oh, you know why I thought of that? Because there was, this is a side note, apparently they're developing a new Band-Aid that if you blast it with UV light, the adhesive will just make it easy to take off and doesn't just rip your fucking skin off.
Anymore. Really?
Yeah, update. Okay. Science right. update. Side note. Back to this.
Some good news.
Yeah, good news. But yeah, they were saying that the three sort of buckets that the interference fell into was malicious misdirection, as they call it, which were efforts to confuse users about voting rules or how to vote or how to register or where to vote. Another one was encouragement to vote for third parties. And the other was just voters just stay home altogether. That's just be like, yo, fuck that. This is not, you know, the country that gives a fuck about me. Sadly, that is true. You know, that was a very effective tactic, I guess, to keep some people at home. Mm. And one of the like really more sophisticated ways they were, it wasn't just sort of like accounts like doing like memes that were getting shared. Like they were really building like wormholes for people on Facebook to fully go into and think like shit looked legitimate. So what they called that, these security analysts, they call it the media mirage that sort of gave these pages like the appearance of credibility.
Yeah.
And so what they would do is they were like linked with other phony accounts for black voters, as well as like real pages from real African-American activists or other things. So they, as they say, quote, an individual who followed or liked one of the black community target IRA, which is the Internet Research Agency, the Kremlin operation, one of their pages would have been exposed to dozens more, as well as carefully curated authentic black media content that ideologically or thematically aligned with the IRA, Internet Research Agency's messaging. So, you know, it was just a huge cloud of deception that worked there. And not to mention, like, they were fucking going heavy on YouTube also with a lot of videos. And, you know, when they compare that to other religious groups or ethnic groups, like it was clear that there was way more emphasis put on the black vote than anything else, amongst many other things about like how savvy it was. But this was sort of like the thing that really stuck out.
Yeah.
And the other thing that stuck out is apparently the Russians, like around 2013, that's when they started helping Republicans too.
Yeah.
Or just like getting more and like, oh, let's prop this side up a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, it is the thing. I'm actually reading Jill Lepore's History of America, These Truths, and it's just like this like kind of broad overarching, like starting with Columbus and going up through the present day. And the really notable thing over and over again is just slavery and how America treated people of color throughout its history. And like there's no doubt that like when a country like Russia looks at the United States, they're like, oh, well, there's the thing that you exploit.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's
that.
It's the thing that
white America versus black America.
That they built their entire society
and
on.
And have failed to have a reckoning with. So it's easy to fucking stoke the flames.
Yeah. It's not surprising. And also, like, some of the details are just, like, some of the things that you saw, like, people in cages dressed as Hillary and, like, those were Russian operatives. They had like Russian operatives like over here laying the groundwork for a lot of this shit. It was more detailed and like, I don't know, elaborate than I had realized until this New York Times report.
Yeah, man. And then you got the, you know, like Maria Butina stuff going on too. And they're like, it's like, how many more people like that were there?
Yeah.
Like rocking, you know, trying to infiltrate different political parties or organizations. So, hey, man.
I can't wait to see the NRA's involvement. That's going to be very interesting.
Yeah. Well, you know, speaking of another, I just want to bring the plight of another person of color to the forefront. Alfonso Ribeiro.
Thank you. Thank
I was
you.
Waiting for this one.
Who was known as Carlton Banks from The Freshmen of Bel-Air, who had a very, very unique dance to mm-hmm. the Tom mm-hmm. Jones song, It's Not Unusual to be loved by anyone. The Great Welshman. His Carlton dance has been ripped off in at least two games. And Alfonso Ribeiro is taking them to fucking court.
Yeah, man.
So he should.
Yeah, he's suing Epic Games, the makers of Fortnite, and Take-Two Interactive, the people who make NBA 2K, because the companies, as he says in his suit, unfairly profited from his likeness and protected creative expression. I didn't realize he hosts America's Funniest Home Videos now.
Yeah, he's mm-hmm. he's the guy.
What happened to Tom Bergeron? Is he okay?
Yeah, he just moved on.
That's good. I mean, he's got other things. Make space for Carlton.
Right.
Or, I'm sorry, Alfonso. Yeah. But yeah, they're saying like, so in like an NBA 2K, they called it the Too Fresh dance. Okay,
right.
Really?
Not very subtle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, fresh what? Prince of Bel Air, Carlton right. Banks dance right. to Tom Jones song.
Well, at least Fortnite made it less obvious.
Right, and they just called that fresh emote.
Oh, wait, sorry. No, they did not.
Yeah. So again, you know, like we were talking a few weeks ago or maybe 2 weeks ago about how the artist 2 Milli was suing them because they were stealing the Milli Rock.
Right.
And like I think even Donald Faison was like, yo, they took my dance from Scrubs and right. just put it in the game. So, you know, just want to throw that back into people's, you know, put that on the radar.
I wonder, what did he invent that dance then?
I mean, when I look at that, I only associate that with Carlton right. Banks.
But I'm wondering, like, did he actually, or was he directed and be like, do like this thing?
I don't know. I mean, if there
you
was
know
like,
what I mean?
I mean, there must have been an amazing choreographer on set if the director was like, I actually have a vision for what this dance yeah. looks like.
What if?
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sure maybe, and if, look, if it really goes to trial or something, that's when someone's going to, their defense is going like, to dig up that it's
minute.
Like, actually, Carlton is an imposter. Yeah. And this was a stolen dance.
Right.
But I mean, as far as I think everyone, of our generation, when we see that dance, we're like, that's Carlton from the
right.
Fresh Prince.
That's the yeah. Carlton dance, yeah. and they're specifically calling it like the Fresh Prince dance, right. essentially. Yeah, I mean, even if he copied it off of, you know, his grandparents or something, or like some white people he saw at a wedding, like that doesn't mean that he shouldn't profit off of it because he's the one who like appropriated yeah. that for a character and made it like a moment in the zeitgeist where
hey, but if Carlton stole it though, shame on him.
From who?
I don't know. I want to know that
we'll
came
out.
That from Alfonso Ribeiro's mind.
From his genius.
But it's, yeah. I mean, it is whatever wherever
simple.
He stole it. It's the comedic, the context, everything about the
yeah,
Carlton dance.
It's like the Elaine, I guess.
Right.
In
right.
that sense.
Right.
Can you imagine
right.
someone suing Julia Louis-Dreyfus be like, that's actually how I dance, and my name is Elaine.
Right.
So, thumb out. Do that kick.
Just wanted to shout out Penny Marshall, who just passed away, director of two of my favorite movies from my childhood, Big and A League of Their Own. Yeah, just
how
straight up.
How did she pass away?
I think she had lung cancer.
Oh, man.
Yeah. It was in remission for a while, but fucking Big, man. That movie yeah. was huge for me. No pun intended.
Wasn't that the first? She was the first female director to ever have a box office hit or something like that.
Or oh, was
because
she?
Because of Big, it was like the highest grossing movie at the time or something.
I believe it.
Yeah.
I should know facts before I say them. Is that what
no,
you're
no,
saying?
No,
no, but I think she really did like breakthrough and.
Oh yeah, there's no. I mean, she's a fucking juggernaut pioneer.
Yeah.
I mean, between Laverne and Shirley and, yeah, like, those films, too, like, League of Their Own and Big mm-hmm. are seminal films. That F.A.O. Schwartz, I wanted to go to as a kid. I thought it didn't even exist.
Right.
It was so mythical in my head.
Yeah.
And
giant
I remember,
piano.
Dude, when I saw, like, a giant piano at another place, I almost had a fucking meltdown.
Right.
And my mom was like, okay, go do it. And I was so pissed that I didn't know how to play chopsticks on it. But I cried. I had a fucking tantrum, and I was taken out of the store.
But man, she
that was last week.
That was that was last night.
Those are two huge Tom Hanks performances that like gave us. We were like, oh,
yeah.
This dude is like,
yeah,
he's not just a sitcom actor. He's amazing. Like he's the most charming.
He's a charmer, huh?
Yeah.
Well, look, you know, rest in peace. Thank you for all those movies. Oh, Renaissance Man. I forgot about that too. Okay. I was looking at other filmography.
We don't need to bring up Renaissance
and
Man.
Popularizing Coke and Pepsi. I mean, milk and Pepsi.
Milk and Pepsi.
On Laverne and Shirley. That was like her drink. She would drink milk and Pepsi.
Really? I did not
Have you ever tried it?
Laverne
it's good.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
Milk and
Pepsi. Mepsi?
It's like a creamy soda beverage.
Pilk or Mepsi? Yeah.
She just called it milk and Pepsi. But yeah, I mean, yeah, if you want to get crazy with it, get ahead
of it, start bottling it, selling outside our concerts.
Yeah.
Well, in the world of movies, HBO just released a trailer for an upcoming movie that I think is just called Brexit.
Okay. clever title. What's it about?
And it's about sort of the
Women's baseball league. Early 20th century.
It's about the conspiracy behind Brexit, basically. The dude who, you know, used social media and various underhanded techniques to motivate the leave vote, the Brexit vote, and get people. The genius behind this is played by Benedict Cumberbatch. It seems very similar to like Social Network in that it's critical of the star and like what he's doing, but at the same time, it like makes it exciting and like fun and puts like a cool classic rock soundtrack underneath it. And, like, he basically led the Vote Leave campaign with a bunch of social media fuckery.
Dominic Cummings.
Dominic Cummings, yes.
Sounds like a terrible porn actor's name.
British porn actor. But yeah, and he seems like he's playing him with like sort of the same vibe that he brings to Sherlock Holmes, where he's like sort of a genius who is, he's too smart for society. And at one point he tells the people he's going to hack the political system with, quote, the matrix of politics.
Oof.
And, you know, people are getting pissed about this because this journalist, Carol Cadwalder, pointed out that this is like releasing a movie about the Mueller investigation right now. Like, it's in the middle.
Yeah, like,
of,
why the... this hasn't even been resolved.
Yeah.
Right.
So why go out here and be like, dude, this guy was fucking pretty chill.
Right.
He looks pretty exciting.
Right.
Right?
And they think they're criticizing him, like the Social Network. And, you know, Mark Zuckerberg was like, oh, this is not fair to me and what happened. But it's like, yeah, but it's still way cooler than what actually happened. Like,
right.
You are a monster. Like, the what you did is not great. And, you know, they could have made a movie about all the people in India that Facebook was killing or,
right.
Know. But yeah, the journalist Cadwalder basically said, you're literally interfering with our criminal justice system. And also pointed out that the production company is partly funded by Access Entertainment, which is owned by a guy named Len Blavatnik. And he is a Ukrainian-born businessman who immigrated to the U.S. from the Soviet Union in 78. And he's financed movies like Lee Daniels' The Butler. And he currently owns Warner Music Group. But he also has business ties to Putin. Like, he doesn't have direct ties to Putin. He has ties to people who do. And as we know, Putin basically launders his money in the people around him. People think Putin is the richest person in the world, and he's just hides his money in, like, one of his best friends from growing up is has $5 billion, I think, and he's a cello player.
Yeah, but that's...
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Right.
Yeah, but he deserves that, you know?
Yeah.
Cello is very hard to play.
And they're really expensive.
Very, very expensive.
But he started donating to very right-wing causes in the around 2015, 2016. He donated millions to people like Mitch McConnell and Marco Rubio. Then he donated $1 million to Trump's inauguration committee, speaking of. And nobody's saying that like it was his idea or he directed it, but it's not a good look for a Brexit movie that was financed by someone who gave $1 million to Trump. Like, to come out.
You know, right, whatever, you know.
He just got a deal, though.
Just trying to disrupt the European Union. Who cares, you know? Like, what's it all mean, really? You know?
Right,
who
right.
Who cares, you know?
Yeah.
Lies aren't lies. No one got robbed. No one got killed. I went to the Rudy Giuliani School of Law.
So. Right. Truth isn't truth.
Truth isn't truth, you know, honestly. So, you know, what are we talking about, you know? And who knows? Brexit could all work out, you know?
Right. Yeah,
they should just retitle it Brexit with a question mark.
Yeah,
right.
And then everything's solved.
Yeah, that is so weird though. Like HBO should have a little more savvy. Although I think it's them, Channel 4, the BBC,
right,
also.
BBC.
So, but you'd feel like it's a little too early to be making if someone started making a Trump movie right now, I'd be like, what the fuck are you? What?
Yeah.
Who would play Trump?
Oh, Alec Baldwin, that
person.
They should just
his impression is so good, you guys.
It should be Anthony Atamanik.
Right. Yeah.
Fuck that. You know, if we're just going to ridicule this guy, let it be a Tamanic.
Yeah, he's so good at it. Yeah. And what, like, I feel like the more historical distance you get from an event, the better the movies get. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. The stuff that's like made at the time, like Oliver Stone's W. Is
never
not
watched
the,
it.
Right. Nobody watched it.
Yeah, because I'm like, I just lived that 15 minutes
right.
ago.
That right, sucked. Right. We're good. Thanks. But, you know, this Vice movie is supposed to be better. And, yeah, give it some time.
Is it supposed to be better?
Than W?
Oh, well, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Comparative version. Yeah, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
For sure.
Allison, it's been a pleasure having you.
Oh, thank you so much.
Where can people find you?
At Just About Glad. On all the socials.
The social meds.
The social meds. Have you ever said Googs before? You said Googs up top.
Mm-hmm.
I did.
You've said it before?
Yeah.
I just said it for the first time last night, and I was like, whoa.
Wow.
Googs. But then you said it today, and I was like, man, there's something going on where people are saying Googs.
We're all incepting each other. Yeah. It's all. You might have said it.
Were you in a dream when you did it? Like, you woke up and you're like, Googs. What the fuck? Okay, I'm going to
I might be
sleep.
Right now.
And is there a tweet that you've been enjoying?
Oh, this is from Fred Delicious, Fred_Delicious. And it's, Siri, show me the worst possible combination of words. And then it shows an article. And the headline is, Pitbull covers Toto's Africa for Aquaman soundtrack.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, what the fuck is happening? How is that not the only thing we're talking about? Miles, where can people find you?
Find me on Twitter and Instagram at Miles of Gray. I like two tweets today. One is, so, you know, a lot of people on the right again really thought Michael Flynn was just going to be fucking vindicated,
mm-hmm.
you know, and sadly, maybe like 10-15 people showed up, like on the internet. They're like, yeah, we got to go show support. And people barely came out. And this is from a reporter who is near the courthouse with a photo of a man in chaps and a vest with a dog looking really kind of like bummed out, like leaning on his arm. And it says, Chris Cox from Bikers for Trump is outside the D.C. federal courthouse with his dog Trigger, where he says he's come to defend Michael Flynn's family from Antifa, though he admits that Antifa doesn't seem to be here. Everyone's being like, yo, Antifa's going to be out there. We got to go fight him back.
Right.
And he looks like the Kroger brand Ron Perlman.
I love that the dog's name is Trigger.
Yeah, I know. It's all very poetic. And then this other one's from Ben Rosen, at Ben_Rosen. It says, man goes to doctor, says he's depressed, says he feels all alone in the world. Doctor says, treatment is simple. There's a great movie coming out that should pick you up. Man bursts into tears, says, but doctor, I am the mule. It's a stupid mule joke.
Wow.
Yeah.
Blew my mind.
I heard that movie's real interesting too.
What?
The mule.
Oh, for real?
One last job. One last mule job. For
yeah. One last mule job.
Old Clint Eastwood.
And I can retire. That is supposedly going to be his one last job. Although he keeps saying that. Gran Torino was supposed to be his one last job. And then he was like, what about maybe one more racist old
one last job, yeah.
Mr. Grace Mugabe, Matt V. Brady, tweeted, there's still a couple weeks left, but I think my best post of 2018 award simply has to go to the Saudis admitting they did 9/11 and threatening to do another one to Canada. And then there's also a good visual one that is just a tweet of, it's like a close-up on a child's head with a boot like pressing down on it, and says, the war on Christmas on the boot, and then Christians on the child's head, and then like below it, it's a pan out and the kid's got their hand in it, and they're just, he's like pressing the boot against his own head. Yeah, because the war on Christmas is made up Christians.
Well, hey, look, Merry Christmas, Christmas. Yo, I just saw a car in the parking lot that says, keep Christ in Christmas.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
That's fine.
It's so hard out here for
Christians.
Hey,
C is for capitalism. C is for consumers.
Poor Christians, man. They're so
Well, you know, they're in a it's a tough thing because evangelicals are kind of fucking it up for people who are like actually like decent Christian people, like my grandparents, who are
right.
Like, I love Christ. Sure. Yeah. You know, like I will help them. And but it's a bad look because most of the people who are the most sort of visible Christians right now are the ones who are like, I hate gay people.
Mm-hmm.
I hate non-white Christians.
Yes.
And that's it. And also, I have a bucket for the apocalypse that I'm gonna eat.
Gonna eat the bucket.
Yeah, or whatever Jim Baker's selling.
You can find me on Twitter at Jack_O'Brien. You can find us at Daily Zeitgeist. We're at The Daily Zeitgeist on Instagram. We have a Facebook fan page and a website, dailyzeitgeist.com, where we post our episodes and our footnotes, where we link off to the information that we talked about in today's episode, as well as the song we ride out on. Miles, what song are we going to ride out
on? We are going to ride out on a song called Backwoods by Parliament. Not Parliament, Funkadelic. Parliament. And this is a great little, you know, little half rapping, little R&B, and just some toe tapping music. I like to do. Make a big toe shoot up in your duck boot. Because I hear the weather is not pleasant in certain parts of the country right now.
All right. We're going to ride out on that. Shout out to Ed Krasenstein, who is engaged in a Twitter battle with our very own Robert Evans, because Robert pointed out in a episode of his podcast Behind the Bastards that the Krasensteins are scam artists, and he did not like that. So he's
defending his honor.
He is full of threats, and Robert is full of tweets and links that prove him wrong. So that's been enjoyable. Check that episode out if you haven't listened to it already. It's the one with about Jacob Lowell also. So we cover the whole spectrum of political scam artists. That's going to do it for today. We will be back tomorrow because it is a daily podcast. We will talk to you guys then.
Bye. Baby, press it open for me while I bust open this stogie roll. It's sweeter. Baby, slow down, sweeter, yeah. I be full throttle while I pop open this bottle when we drink up, yeah. There's something about this liquor, girl. I love it when you act crazy. Smoking backwoods while we drinking. In the back of the woods with the gators. We roll up like armadillo babies. I keep the trees like a tree sitter. Baby keeps the honeybees with her. And ain't nothing but
you. Zeit Gang, you like to watch new stuff, right? I mean, who doesn't? I do. Well, go to Hulu and see what's new, because Hulu has new stuff all the time, like Vanderpump Villa, the new docudrama starring Lisa Vanderpump, where first-class luxury meets world-class drama. A new season of The Kardashians, starring The Kardashians, of course, and Grand Cayman, Secrets in Paradise, the sizzling new reality show set in the tropical Caribbean. It's streaming now, and it's waiting for you on Hulu.
Here's something you might not know about wireless. Sometimes what you see isn't what you get. But with Visible, what you see is what you get. Switch to Visible, the wireless company that makes wireless visible. Get a one-line plan with unlimited 5G data powered by Verizon. Just $25 per month, taxes and fees included. Switch now at Visible.com. Monthly rate on the Visible plan. For data management practices and additional terms, visit Visible.com.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast, is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
Rev up your thrills this summer at Cedar Point on the all-new Top Thrill 2. Drive the sky on the world's tallest and fastest triple-launch vertical speedway. And now, for a limited time, get more Cedar Point fun for less with our limited-time bundle for just $49.99. Get admission, parking, and all-day drinks for one low price. But you better hurry, because this bundle won't last long. Save now at cedarpoint.com.